Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, with a message about the importance of activism. The world is changing, and now is the time to be heard. This is not a time to be silent. No matter what you believe in, whether you believe in the dangers of global warming, or the dangers of vaccination, or genetically modified organisms, or whether you believe in health freedom, or First Amendment rights, or Second Amendment rights, or freedom of religion, whatever you believe in, now is a time for activism. And why now? Because change is underway. And we have two options with this change. We can either see positive changes take place that lead us to a brighter, more sustainable future, or we are going to lose our nation, maybe our human civilization. We are losing our nations and our world, folks. The bailout money situation is completely out of control. The mass medication of our population is out of control. The mandatory vaccination policies, the attacks on homeschooling are out of control. And meanwhile, we are poisoning our planet to a degree that is unprecedented. Poisoning the oceans, the rivers, the streams, the land, the air, the food supply. Poisoning the very foods that we feed our children. Look at the cancer-causing chemicals in the processed meat, in the hot dogs, in the sausage, the bacon, the pepperoni. We feed this stuff to our kids? That's outrageous. And it's time for this to stop. It's time to find your true inner voice and exercise it. This is the time for activism. This is a time for action. And I have great praise for those individuals who are out there right now already taking action. Whether you are signing a petition or blogging on the web, or taking part in an important nonprofit organization that's making a difference. For all of those people, I commend you. You are, in fact, the visionaries and the leaders who will help create a new world, a new society where human beings can live in a sustainable way so that we actually have a future as a civilization, as a species. But for the rest of those people out there who aren't doing anything, I have a warning message for you and an urgent call. You know what? Democracy is not a spectator sport. You can't just sit back and let all the activists do everything and then just say, yeah, you people go out there and do that. We're going to sit back here in the comfort of our homes and just read your websites, read your blogs, sign your petitions, but we're not going to raise our voices at work. Oh, no. We're not going to talk to people about what we really believe because it's politically incorrect. No, we're not going to march in the streets in peaceful protest to demand change because, oh, that might take effort. That might be uncomfortable. That attitude has got to stop. You can't just select a few activists to go out and do all this work and make all these changes. We all have to work together. We all have to become activists. We have to become a nation of activists if we're going to make the real lasting changes that need to be made in our nation and in our world right now. We each have to stand up and stop tolerating the status quo, where the food is poisoned, and the seeds are genetically modified, and the children are being chemically abused by the psychiatrist. We have to stand up against the insanities of our world, the insanity of printing trillions of dollars in bailout money and handing it to the rich, while the working poor ultimately are going to have to foot the bill. We all have to stand up and raise our voices, express the truth that we know inside that sometimes, too often, we've been afraid to speak out because of the political environment, or because of being called something, or because of being criticized. Revolution, my friends, is not comfortable. So whatever you can do, you can hold a sign on a sidewalk on a busy street and make a statement. You can start a website. You can start a blog for free. You can write articles, send them to the editors of the newspapers, well, the ones that aren't bankrupt anyway. You can record podcasts or videos and upload those to YouTube. You can be heard. This is the amazing gift of our time. We have the technology and the connections so that everybody has a voice if they're willing to speak out. We no longer have the excuse of saying, oh, the mainstream media won't print our articles, won't pay any attention to us. No, no. You can have a video on YouTube, a website, an article, a podcast. You can express your truth, and you can be seen and heard and read everywhere in the world today thanks to the technology of the internet. And it's about time that all of us became the kind of activists that use the power of the internet to put our message out there. Because you know, the people in power, the power elite that control this world, they've taken away the power from the individuals. This was supposed to be a nation of we, the people. But it's no longer a nation of the people. It's a nation of the big corporations that are in charge. It's a nation of the banking system monopolists who are running us into the ground as rapidly as possible. This nation isn't run by the people, and you know why? Because most people are too timid to stand up and say what they think and say what they believe. They're too afraid. We got a nation of cowards these days, not just in the U.S., but everywhere around the world. Too many cowards not willing to stand up and express what they believe in and work to make some positive changes in our world. We cannot be cowards any longer, friends. We've got to be activists. We've got to stand up and start taking back our rights. The government's supposed to be an extension of the people. The government's supposed to answer to the people, not the other way around. And when crimes against humanity are committed by powerful corporations, no matter how powerful they are, they're supposed to be investigated. And those people who committed those crimes are supposed to be prosecuted. And it's not happening today because not enough people are standing up. We need to be marching in the streets about the issues that face us right now. Most people do not realize how threatened we are as a human civilization right now. Read the books by Jared Diamond. You'll learn a whole lot about the complexities of modern society and about how fragile our civilization really is. If you think this whole system can't collapse, you think we're immune to history, you think we're immune to the laws of economics, you're kidding yourself. In many ways, we are in the danger zone right now as a sustainable civilization, whether you're talking about the food supply, fresh water, climate change, global warming, human rights, war, health, nutrition, connection with food and the earth. All of these things are threatened right now. The soils are threatened. We are eroding away the crops that feed the people. We have deforestation problems. We have ocean acidification problems. These are big, serious problems that face our world right now. And believe me, these problems are not going to get solved by people just sitting back in their armchairs and saying, ah, we'll let somebody else worry about that. And I'm not criticizing those who have been in that place. What I'm doing is encouraging you to get out of that place and get into a new mode of activism. Because we can all do it. We all have a voice. We all have opinions and beliefs. We all have the power to speak out if we are motivated to do so. We all have access to the same technologies now. Each of us has the power within us to be heard and to make a change, a lasting change, for the future of our world and future generations of our children. I beg you, be an activist. Find out what it is in your heart that you feel passionate about. What is it that needs to be changed the most to make our world a better place in the future? What is it that gets you motivated to take some action? Focus on that and then do your best to be heard. Don't hold back. Don't censor yourself. Listen to your heart. Stand up and express your free speech rights, because if you don't, folks, you're going to lose them. And we're going to lose this nation. We're going to lose this human civilization. We're going to lose everything that our ancestors have fought for to bring us these opportunities, to bring us this abundance and these freedoms that we still have remaining right now for the moment. I say, speak up now, friends, or you may lose the opportunity to speak in the future. Communicate with people on the things that you believe in and become a positive, constructive, creative force in this world by exercising your free speech rights. I'm doing it right now with the Health Revolution Petition. You can find that online at healthrevolutionpetition.org. I encourage you to read that petition and sign it. It is the most courageous, most authentic, and most effective health reform petition that you've ever seen. And it was created with the principles of personal liberty, personal responsibility, and limited government intervention in our lives. If you believe in those principles, and you believe in nutrition instead of pharmaceuticals, and you believe that we should question mandatory vaccination policies, and you believe that we should actually start teaching women how to prevent cancer rather than just exploiting them to make money off of their cancer, then you got to sign this petition. Go to healthrevolutionpetition.org and sign that. And that's just one tiny step in all the things that you can do. Yeah, you can sign my petition, and I hope you do, and I appreciate your support. But we got to get a lot more than that going, right? We got to get people putting up their own petitions. We got to be bombarding Washington with petitions. We got to be making our voices heard so that we're making a big impact. We, the people, have got to be louder than the corporations that have the ears of all the lawmakers in Washington. We got to overpower all of their lobbying money and all of those gifts and all the bribery and corruption that goes on in Washington. We got to overpower that with our voices. And you know what? If just 1 out of 10 Americans stood up and exercised their voices, we'd have a landslide revolution in Washington right now. We could overthrow the whole corrupt system of the Food and Drug Administration and the FTC attacking companies selling anti-cancer remedies. We could end monopoly medicine. We could end wasteful spending. We could end corruption. Just if 1 out of 10 people stood up and raised their voices and marched on Washington, we could make this happen. And yet today, too many Americans surrender in their silence. They stay silent by choice because they don't want to rock the boat. Or they don't want to feel a little uncomfortable. They don't want to challenge anybody because it's not socially acceptable. And so they surrender to living out a life of enslavement by the drug companies, enslavement by the Federal Reserve, enslavement under a system of government that has taken away all the powers that the founding fathers of this nation gave to you. And in their silence, too many people accept that surrender. And they give in to it. And they live out their lives in that state of surrender. Well, I say to you, enough of that! Or you can't surrender. Or you can't claim to be a free person or a free nation if you're living out your life as a slave to these institutions that control you. Remember this, friends. Freedom is never going to be handed to you. Freedom is not going to be given to you on a silver platter by someone else who has some other interest in mind. Freedom only exists if you take it. You have to take your freedom back. You have to exercise your free speech. You have to question the insanities in our world right now. And by the way, friends, it doesn't matter if you agree with my view of the world. You could disagree with me completely, and you'd still have my support if you raise your voice and speak your truth. The problem in our country is not that people disagree, it's that people are complacent. It's that people have surrendered to enslavement, and they do not exercise their minds and their beliefs and their passions and their free speech rights. That's the problem. Do not let this nation of we the people become a nation of we the enslaved. Speak out for what you believe in, folks. Post those videos on YouTube. Post those podcasts. Write those articles. Spread the word. Engage in those peaceful protests. Do everything that you can do in a nonviolent way to make yourself heard and to make a difference in our world. Stand up and be heard. Or stay silent and be forgotten. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, a free citizen of these United States of America. I'm known as the Health Ranger, and I'm exercising my free speech rights, challenging you to exercise yours. Read more at naturalnews.com and counterthink.com.